Our scripture reading comes from Deuteronomy 34. The setting is the people of the Hebrew nation, soon to become the people of Israel, are gathered near the banks of the Jordan River. And when they cross that river, they would be in the Promised Land. The long journey from Egypt would be over, and the people would receive the blessing that God had promised from long before. So I pick up reading the last events of the life of Moses. And as we are finishing our wilderness series, know that there is a time that it will end, and we will be out of the wilderness, and we'll need to take a measure of what was lost and what was gained. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, and there God showed him the whole land. Then God said to Moses, "This is the land I promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob I would give to their descendants. I have let you see it, but I will not let you go there." So Moses, God's servant, died there in the land of Moab, as God had said he would. Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with wisdom because Moses had appointed him to be his successor. The people of Israel obeyed Joshua and kept the commands that God had given them through Moses. This is the word of God, for which we say, thanks be to God. It had been a long, long journey through the wilderness. It had been an amazing, amazing exodus from slavery in Egypt to the cusp of the Promised Land. Moses was very, very old. He had many, many hard miles on him. The wilderness had cost Moses everything. He had lost his youth. He had lost his wife, Zipporah. He had lost his older brother, Aaron. He had lost the people who came out of Egypt with him because they had been replaced by a new generation. So long was their journey. And now, God, after all that, God would not allow Moses to cross the river. Moses must have felt that loss sharp and deep within his spirit. He could not go to the destination he had led the people. Moses' losses were significant. We don't like losses. They hurt. We do everything we can to avoid them. But still, the losses come. When life hurts, is God there? Is God within calling distance? Does God care about what you're going through? Let me give you two stories that illustrate what I call necessary losses. The first has to do with eagles. An adult bald eagle is about this big. Huge bird, and they make nests that are bigger than this pulpit. They're like a car-sized nest, and they raise their young from eggs to almost adulthood. And by that time, the eagles are just as big as the adult eagles. But those young eagles, they don't want to leave home. Why should they? They're being fed and taken care of, and it's a cozy little nest, and mom and dad are there to meet their every need. It takes one of the parent eagles to literally push the eagle from a high place out of the nest for the eagle to discover that he has wings and that they flap. And as they flap, the eagle learns to soar. because that's what eagles were made to do. Something had to be lost in order to be gained. Have you heard of Marie Kondo? She's someone who has become an internet, cable, and book publishing sensation on how to organize your life. The title of her book is something like The Magic of Tidying Up, and that if you do that, it sparks joy. Well, we've tried some of those things in our house. The first thing she says is to get rid of clothes that you haven't worn for a year. No problem. I'm not attached to clothes, so yeah, let's give some to a rummage sale and to Salvation Army. No problem. She also teaches you that if you're balling up your socks, that's wrong. What you need to do is take them and fold them, and then put them in the drawer on end. Well, that's a little weird, but okay, I'll go with it. But then the kicker. The word is that you must limit the books in your house to 30. And I'm like, whoa, I have 30 Bible translations. Give up my books? They're my tools. These are people through the printed word that I interact with. They've taught me a lot, and I still refer to them all the time. I can't give those up. Well, it turns out that she didn't actually say that. That was an exaggeration on the internet. And I decided I'm keeping the books. Losing things can be good for us. In fact, in order to get the good, we have to lose some things. We call it clinging. It's understandable. But at what point does everything that we're carrying and clinging to and amassing weigh us down? Hold us back from moving forward? Now think about COVID. We have lost things. The pandemic has left us without sure footing. Our freedom isn't quite what it once was. We've limited our in-person gathering. We're wearing masks to protect ourselves and other people. Jobs have been lost. Maybe you have lost someone you know or someone you cared about. God is there in those losses. God knows. God understands. And how do we know that? We look to Jesus Christ. Now, this may shock you to hear, but Jesus was a major league loser. He was a big-time loser in his day. He lost his home. He was homeless. He was a wandering rabbi. He lost his family. When he set out to preach the good news of the gospel, he left behind his mother, his brothers, his sisters, his cousins. He didn't marry himself, and he had no children. Big loss. He lost his closest friend at a time he needed them most, the night of his arrest and trial. And then, though he was innocent of sin, he died a criminal's cross, a criminal's death on the cross, and he lost his life. He was a loser. But the way Jesus saw it, losing was gaining. He said, whoever wants to be first has to be last. Who wants to be powerful has to be servant of everybody. And if you want to find your life, you have to lose it. Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is about paradox. And we know that, but still we need to be reminded. As Christians, these are things that stoke our hope. That in laying down his life, Jesus was resurrected to new life. Something lost, but something better was gained. As we track our COVID losses, aren't there things that we have also gained? We've been stuck. We're standing on the bank of the Jordan River waiting to go forward, and it seems like that's never going to happen. But we have gained some things. How about time? Aren't you spending more quality time with the people whom you live with? Do you have time to catch up on things you had been putting off? Do you have time to read, to pray, to reflect? The soul needs those kinds of things. Something lost, but something found. An appreciation of the beauty of an ordinary day. I go out and I've always appreciated nature, but I see the leaves slowly winding down to earth. And I didn't used to take time to do that. And the birds, the changing of the seasons, whatever it is, the beauty of what God has made, my awareness has grown. I hope yours has too. I hope you've gained wisdom, the ability to look at the big picture, to grow in perspective during these hard times. And I hope your list includes the satisfaction of serving, checking on family and neighbors, friends, helping people with their daily necessities, calling them, encouraging them, writing to them, praying for them. Things gained. We grieve our losses. We can also be thankful for the things we've gained. Centuries after Moses, after he laid his hands on Joshua to lead the people across the river, a prophet named Jeremiah spoke words that he heard from God to a people who had lost everything. They were in exile, hundreds of miles from their home, and they were enslaved in Babylon. This is what Jeremiah promised as he repeated the words of God. I alone know the plans I have for you, plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster, plans to bring about the future you hope for. Then you will call to me. You will come and pray to me, and I will answer you. You will seek me, and you will find me, because you seek me with all of your heart. Yes, I say you will find me, and I will restore you. You will cross that river. You will make it back to home. Some losses are necessary losses. We have to let go of what holds us back. Only then will we be free enough to accept what God has for us next. Remember the eagle, pushed out of the nest, learning to soar, because that's what eagles do. And God intends you to soar too. In challenging times, be encouraged. Your hope in Christ will not disappoint you. You will cross the river where God has plans for a future and a hope. And the things that you have lost, necessary losses, will be replaced by things that are yet to come, things that you will gain. In these our challenging times, we confess our losses and we ask God to comfort us. And we also thank God for what we are gaining as we ask God to bless us. Our future is just across the river. We don't know what's there except for one thing, and that is that God is already there. Would you pray with me? For the promise of hope, the promise of new life, O Spirit of Jesus, help us to cope with our necessary losses. Help us to be thankful for all the things that you are helping us to gain. In Jesus' name, amen.